Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lacking breath and lacking meth and lacking the guy down at the Steph. Steph is a friend of mine over there. How are you today?
I think a lot of your improvised songs include the line, over there. And I do I consider that to be a whole line. That's an entire lyric. That would have been enough for a song for me.
Well, you're a guy who loves the formatting of poetry. Mm. Don't mind using the enter button a fair bit.
Yes. Sometimes I'm only really interested in the formatting. And I could take or leave a lot of the words. But a good tab. Sure. Good tab. Good line break.
Use a tab in a, would you use a tab in a poem?
Yeah.
Seems like I don't know if they do actually use that in a poem. Unless they're tabbing until they hit an end a line break.
Yeah, I'm bringing in the tab. No, Alistair, you obviously haven't read a lot of fucking poetry because they love shit. They'll put some stuff like halfway across the page or whatever. It's dumb. It's dumb that they do that. But
Andy,
it's art.
Andy, don't shit on an art form just because its peak has already come. Oh no! Well, just as we finally start the pod, the baby is crying.
Can you go to the baby? I've got something, Al.
All right, great. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, all right. So this is my idea. This is already good. Okay. I was thinking about how Alistair mentioned it'll be like he's here because I'm going to be talking about something he said earlier. It's like he's still here. Alistair mentioned that he'd been for a run. How it's amazing how doing exercise makes you feel good. And I was wondering if there's an evolutionary reason for that, which is whereby if you go for a run and the run finishes and you're still alive, basically, from an evolutionary perspective, that's a great outcome. Because most of the times you would have been going for a run, I imagine, were if you were fleeing some sort of a beast. So if you go for a run and it ends with you still alive, that's terrific. And your body wants to encourage you to do that as much as possible, to end a run in a state of being alive. Now, and so it probably releases some kind of endorphins and says, hey, let's keep this up. As I'm saying this, I'm realizing this makes no sense. This makes no sense because surely the evolutionary advantage to ending a run and being alive is just being alive. But anyway, carry on. I was thinking, instead of releasing endorphins like that, what if your brain did something else? What if your body did something else? Like secreted ice cream from like the crook of your elbow, right? So if you go for it, you're an ancient cave individual. You go for a good run away from a pack of wolves. It finishes. There you are. You're at peace. You've made it back to the cave. You've gone a big circle, nice big lap, right? The wolves gave up. They attacked one of the weaker members of your clan, and there you are, your body, instead of pumping out endorphins, it pumps out, about half a pint of vanilla ice cream from one elbow and ice magic secreted from the crook of the other elbow, and there you are. It's glorious, right? You're just chowing down, and you can get in there. You can get right. The elbow, in many ways, is the bowl of the body. It's there. It's at perfect licking distance, and and then what would that be like today? What kind of a society would it have led to? I think probably one in which we place scoops of ice cream in the crook of the elbow. This is a good idea as well. That when you go to this is such a great idea. It's a little ice cream bowl that you can strap onto your elbow, okay, so that you can reach down and still eat the ice cream from your elbow while you're going about your business at the fair or the fete or whatever, and you've still got your two hands free for juggling or I guess they'd have to be held in a sort of an upright position in a sort of a in sort of a cupping a bull's testicles type position, so you'd still be able to do that. Really, you know, so juggling and cupping a bull's testicles are still very much on the table. Unlike your ice cream, which isn't on the table, it's in the crook of your elbow. Now, thanks to the elbow, the name. This is a product. This is a thing. This is definitely happening. Okay, and you know, and where's the toppings coming from in this situation? I guess out of your nose. I mean, this sounds disgusting now, doesn't it? This is an awful idea. But the fact that we eat with our mouths and we have two nostrils that we know from science are capable of dispensing liquids, the very idea that we haven't in some way tried to hack this part of the body so that the sinus is full of different sources and the nostrils dispense them directly flowing down the philtrum there. I think that's the gap that in the upper lip, that little divot in the upper lip, flowing down the philtrum into the mouth. And you become a self-sourcing individual, basically providing all your additional flavor needs directly into your own mouth. Now,
Andy, I won't be able to do the pod. The kid's just freaking out.
Alistair, I'm doing great. Do you mind if I finish the podcast on my own?
Yeah, you just do the whole podcast. I got to go back in with the kid. I'm sorry.
This is a new frontier. Are you sure you're okay with this?
Yeah, you go for it. I'll talk to you later. You do one in the think tank. I'll stop my recording.
Okay, great. It's going to be a quick one tonight.
See you, mate.
Yeah, stop. Alistair, are you still there? He's gone. I hope he saved that. I hope he saved that recording, because if not, the very beginning of this podcast will make no sense. You know what? I was kind of relying on just the empty sound of his headphones there as a bit of a crutch, and the hope that he was going to come back at any moment was kind of leading me onwards. Like, Andy, it's okay. You only have to finish this sentence. Al will be back soon, and he'll pick up the colossal amounts of slack that there are. Anyway, here we go. Okay, so what have we done? We've invented the L-bowl for eating ice cream while, you know, this would be great for vets, I imagine, who do a lot of their work sort of just with their hands up in that sort of bull testicle cupping position, that they'll still be able to eat a bowl of ice cream like that. And then we've biohacked the nostrils into sauce dispensers, pumping, I guess one has sweet chili sauce and one has sort of salted caramel fudge. Now, yes, that's disgusting, but is it any more disgusting than what the nose already produces? Okay, now we know that's not as gross. That's one of the things about it, right? That's why it's considered gross. It's grossness. You see how that works, okay? So surely, if we changed it to produce a food stuff in a hygienic manner, and like food flowing down over your upper lip, that's not disgusting, okay? So the only reason you think it's disgusting, you're reacting badly to this idea, and I can tell you right now that your problem is that you think, oh, well, it's inside the nose. But of course, this is all going to be in like a sealed compartment, right? It's going to be basically in a sort of a squirty nozzle type. There's this little sac that goes all the way back into the sinus cavity. There's a little nozzle that comes down to the nostril. It's no different to squirting it out of a bottle, okay? But you're just, I guess, pulling your head back in that sort of weird sort of way that you do just before you sneeze, and that's pressurizing that canister and releasing a portion. So this product, say this product is invented, and they only have two flavors. Okay, whoever invented it, they've patented the technology, and they're insisting that the world only have the two flavors, sweet chili sauce and caramel fudge sauce. Don't know what that adds to it, but I think I do find the idea of having a technology that is almost borderline repulsive and no one in their right minds would want it, and then going out of your way to insist that people only use it in a very limited way. I like that kind of a power play, and I find it appealing, and it might actually make me want it more. And people like, there's too much choice at the moment anyway, and people like a corporation like Apple that builds a closed ecosystem, and they know that there's a certain amount of quality control to what they're getting. And so it is with the two nostril nose source business. Okay, so that's that's basically two sketch ideas, which nobody's writing down for me. I've got to do bloody everything myself these days. I'll tell you what. Nose source and elbow. There we go, elbow. I don't know if I've told you this, but when I was in India, by the way, I'll tell you this as well, that as I was saying those words, as I was desperately reaching for something else to talk about, my Apple Watch alerted me that I just hit all three exercise goals for the day. So if you're wondering whether or not doing the podcast on my own elevates my heart rate to a state of stress, the answer is yes. I can be sitting down, podcasting, and burning a significant amount of calories. And is that a sketch idea in any way? The idea that, I know that I can, getting up a sweat, okay? You can do that in a lot of different ways. You can get up a sweat just confronting somebody about something that's been on your mind. And this is going to be my exercise regime that I'm going to be offering. It's going to be like the CrossFit. It's going to be like the F45. It's going to be called the Getting CrossFit. And basically it's you trying to, as a beta male or a beta female, trying to challenge people in your life about things that you've been stewing on for a while. Right, it's going to be about conflict and not being comfortable in the conflict. We don't want you to be comfortable in the conflict, because the less comfortable you are, the more you're sweating. Okay, and the weight is just melting away. I'm sure there are other things, and this is great because you don't have to. You can get a lot of incidental exercise this way, just by trying to tell off somebody in a supermarket for not wearing a mask properly, for not masking up, it's these little things, okay? Elevate the heart rate, really get it pounding. I'm not sure whether it's the healthiest thing, but you'll be sweating, you'll be losing weight, and really isn't that what it's all about? And the important thing is you can eat anything you want. In fact, we encourage it. And in fact, we encourage you to take food out of the hands of strangers and off the plate of strangers, because, a lot of the time when a diet says you can eat anything you want, they don't really mean that, do they? They are just saying you can eat food that you own, that is cooked and sanitary. Doesn't really sound like I can eat anything I want, does it? It's quite a limited subset of things, really, when you put it like that. I want a diet where I can eat anything I want. And that could be, what am I going to say here? I guess rats, if I want. Somebody else's rat. See? God, your heart rate, it's gonna be significantly elevated. And I'm probably willing to bet that most rats are probably pretty low in fat. So imagine if we found out that a rat was a superfood. Oh, this is another sketch idea. I feel another sketch idea coming on. Okay, it's rats as a new superfood. In fact, you could probably, you know, imagine it's like a goji berry or something, but it's a rat. And you could probably get them in all sorts of different ways. Get them sort of dried out, you know, and you sort of you flake them over your breakfast or whatever. And, you know, you just need to build a little story around it that I was hiking in the now, this is the key to a good superfood story is you've got to find a new mountain range to be hiking in when you came across the locals eating X food, okay? But all this is the problem. All the good mountain ranges have been taken. The Andes has given us quinoa. The Himalayas has given us the goji berry. Where else is there? The Ural Mountains? I was hiking in the Urals when I came across an isolated village, and I noticed that everyone in the village was very skinny, and they had great glowing skin. They were skinny and they were glowing, and it could have been the fallout from the disused Soviet-era nuclear silo, or it could have been the food that they were eating, rats. And then we just market it, you know, and you just need a logo that's sort of a glowing rat with a you know, little rays coming off it and that sort of thing. And maybe you could be smiling and giving the thumbs up. I'm not suggesting you have to eat it with the hair on, although that probably you might find that a lot of the nutrition, as with everything, a lot of the best nutrition is in the hair. It's the same with potatoes. You know, the best nutrition is in the hair. No, the best nutrition is in the skin. Which makes me wonder why aren't people just selling potato skin? They probably are. Probably already a food, Andy. Probably already a very popular, common thing, the potato skin food. Let's see. What are some other parts of things that we would normally discard when there's no one else on the podcast? My thought processes, my shallow little pool of mental tricks to try and turn nothing into something. I laid bare because I can't sit back and do the thinking internally while Alistair's saying something. You know, that's the alternative title of this podcast. Here's what I was thinking about while you were talking. Here's what I was talking about while I was thinking. Sort of. But I think nobody's listening to this. Nobody is listening to this at this point. But what are some other parts of foods that we would normally discard that you're going to love this. You're going to love this riff, guys, that might turn out to be the healthiest part of the food. For example, the best bit of the food, the skin. The best bit of the bread, it's apparently the crust. Don't know if that's true. You know, the best bit of the avocado, it's the palm. No, the best bit of the banana, it's the palm. You know, the best bit of the Smith's crinkle cut chips, it's the packet. Okay, you know, the best bit of the fruit tingle, that little sort of sherbety round lolly, is actually the manufacturing hydraulic press that they use to compress the fillers and the sugars and the flavors into a hard little pastille type lolly. That's the most nutritious part. And if you don't eat that, then you're missing out on a lot of the goodness of it. What's that? Was that worth it? Who knows? I guess you do. I'm going to write it down. Was there anything else that I'd said while I was talking? Was there anything else I said while I was talking? Okay, let's go compress best bit of the food and the rat superfood. Is another good one. You know, there's one thing that you can eat if you guaranteed want to lose weight, and that is your own leg. See, and you might think, hang on, if I'm eating my own leg, I'm not going to be losing weight, am I? If anything, that's going to be neutral, body weight neutral, but that's the thing, you will shit that leg out. You'll shit out most of that leg, okay? And and the weight just goes, doesn't it? Just falls off you. So yeah, while I was in India, I was in India for 24 hours in a stopover. We got in the middle of the night. I say we. It was just me by myself arriving in India in the middle of the night on a plane, and then I had a hotel in Mumbai that I had to get to in the darkness, and I found a taxi driver, and then he led me a long way through a car park to another taxi driver who led me to another taxi driver, and I got in his taxi, and this already felt very dangerous. But, you know, that's maybe... Maybe the real taxi driver is the person who gets you to the taxi. So what I'm suggesting here is, getting to a taxi is all very well. Getting a taxi is all very well, but then, of course, I've got to get to the taxi, don't I? So what I really want is, oh, this is a great idea. I want, this is going to be a new service, a new kind of Uber service, which basically, it's not quite a rickshaw, but what it is it's people in the city, and what they will do is they will strap you to a Hannibal Lecter-style upright trolley, and they will wheel you around, and they put the mask on and everything, the little Hannibal Lecter mask and everything, and they will wheel you to your destination, sort of strapped in there like Hannibal Lecter. And what's great about this is your arms are strapped by your sides, that sort of thing. Your mouth, I guess, is closed. You probably can't, I can't remember if you could talk behind that mask. Certainly couldn't bite people. And what the benefit of that is you can come in, Carly. Okay. Just desperate for human contact. What the benefit of that is that you can't look at your phone. So, there used to be these times in our day where we would be without human contact, or, you would have moments for quiet personal reflection. And, those would be times like sitting on the toilet. There would be times like hanging out the washing on the clotheslines, things like that. Right, where you get your incidental solitude, and that has been eroded by the tsunami that is social media, battering at the edges of that island of those small atolls of solitude, And so the only way that we will regain that sort of thing is not through any kind of internal thing like self-control, but through the external means of strapping our hands by our sides and confining our face inside a Hannibal Lecter-style mask and being wheeled around the CBD. And I love that visually. I like being able to look out the window and seeing busy people on their way to work trundling down the footpaths. I think it's probably environmentally friendly as well. And what would we call it? Well, the service, of course, would be called Lecter. So you would hire a lector. L-E-C-T-R? L-E-C-T-E? I could even be the full lector. Really does sound like an app. And, yeah. The masks. The masks could be FFP2 masks or N95 masks, as you may know them. And, then it's a great, from a, COVID perspective, probably not so great for the people pushing the trolleys, but they could have masks on as well. But then you do sort of want them to be dressed up pretty accurately to the, was it the police officers in the movie who were wheeling him around? Anyway, so I'm writing that down. That's another great idea. These are the best bits of the podcast as far as I'm concerned. Hannibal, Lecter, mask, trolley, Uber. Great. And now, I don't know. I know this is going to be a short one today, but I don't know if you know this, but we have listeners, and some of them support us on Patreon. And one of the things that the people who support us on Patreon can do is they can pay $3 a month, and that lets them submit three words from a listener. And let's see. I've got some... I haven't looked at the words yet. I'm just opening up Patreon now. I don't know if you could tell because it was flowing so smoothly, my speech, but I was actually trying to log into Patreon as I was talking then. And normally Al would get me to guess the words. But now, because I haven't even looked at the messages that have come in from the listeners, I can just try and guess the words and we'll see how I go. So I guess the words are residual, bank, and residual again. Residual, bank, residual. I'm feeling very optimistic. So let's see what we've got here. We've got some words from Thomas Ambrose. And the words are Mussolini, nostalgic, mafia. So I feel like I was close because there are a lot of S's in those three words, which were close to what I was suggesting. Mussolini, nostalgic, mafia. This doesn't immediately scream comedy to me. I was thinking about Mussolini just today though. Because I was trying to remember something about him, and I think he was that initially, like Adolf Hitler, sort of thought, or even maybe was inspired by Mussolini, and thought he was great, and then he turned out to be pretty bad at doing the war, from their perspective, obviously, and maybe Hitler was very disillusioned by that. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, the Mussolini nostalgic mafia. I think any kind of nostalgic mafia is interesting. One of my favourite sketches, of course, is the Mr. Show sketch, the mafia sketch in which Bob Odenkirk plays a mafia boss who insists that 24 is the highest number, and shoots anybody who disagrees with him. But what about a mafia that was sort of a bit like the Amish mafia, right? Where a mafia in which they insisted on doing things like they were in an earlier period. Maybe they thought that the 20s were, is this anything? They thought that the 20s were the best time. So there's the nostalgic mafia. They're just one of the mafia groups, and they don't use mobile phones, I guess. They probably only use Tommy guns, you know, and they only do, they smuggle alcohol. They smuggle alcohol. Now, alcohol's no longer illegal, so, maybe this is too close to some of the other ideas that I've already come up with today, but what it is it's basically, it's an alcohol delivery service, like Jimmy Brings. This is a lot like my Hannibal Lecter idea, but anyway, I've got a very limited palate, as you've seen. But it's an alcohol delivery service, but they do it as if they are illegally running alcohol in the 1920s. So they basically scream around the corner in some little rickety van. Somebody's leaning out of the window with a Tommy gun, firing blanks, obviously, right? And then they screech, you know, they pull up out the front of your house. And then, I mean, maybe this is all a bit obvious. You know, I guess they do it a different way each time. Sometimes it's a big shootout, right? And sometimes they smuggle it in inside a hollowed out statue of the Venus de Milo, right? And that's the great thing. You pay a little bit extra, but God, it's an experience. And then you can pay a little bit extra still, and some people dressed as the FBI will bust in after you've finished drinking everything, and they'll take away all the empty bottles that saying things like, oh, no, this is evidence. Oh, yeah, we need this because of evidence. You know, like the FBI does. They love evidence. And, it's a complete little package. It's like being able to dispose of your coffee pods, you know, mail them back to the company. Well, here, they come, they take it, pretending to be the FBI. You get to be like, oh, no, we've never done nothing, that kind of stuff, and play along a little bit. But basically, it's a full life cycle. It's very environmentally friendly. The Tommy guns are electric. I think it'll be big. It's called Capone's. Capone's alcohol delivery. There's probably something better than that. But you know what? I mean, that brings us to six sketch ideas, including the one at the end. So really, we do come up with six sketch ideas, but it's our little lie. Little lie that helps you accept the big lie. That's how you do it in politics. You just feed them a little lie at the start, and then you feed them the big lie at the end, which is that that this is music. So I'll just take you through the ideas. From today, this is a good one. This is a new low for us, I think. So up here, nose sauce, that sauce that comes out of your nostrils. And then, of course, the elbow, which is a bowl that you strap to your elbow. And it's just for vets who want to be able to eat some pasta or ice cream while they're working. Now, I've written here, Best, but if the food. I have no idea what I was trying to write there. That's been auto-corrected. Rat superfood is another good one. The Hannibal Lecter mask trolley Uber. And then that last idea that I had, which was the Al Capone style alcohol delivery. I wonder if the Al in Al Capone, Alka, his name has already got alcohol, like alcohol, Al Capone, alcohol. It's very suspicious. Wow, what a way to end. And here we go. A do 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 do. Everybody got to be the do 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 person that they wanna be. Do 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 do. That can be to you and me. And do 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 do. The one you wanna see, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to one in the think tank. One and a half in the think tank. It's been a real pleasure sharing this time with you. I'm doing this at my parents' place because we do it at a different place every time. This is my parents' place in Ballarat. Last time it was my parents' place in Tasmania. It's totally different, totally different. But I'm sitting looking into a mirror and actually seeing myself, which might make this feel less isolating, but also I've been able to stare into the sheer desperation in my eyes this entire time, and it's very disconcerting. Anyway, thank you for listening to Two in the Think Tank. We really do like that you did that thing to it. You can follow me on Twitter at StupidOldAndy. We are at Two in Tank. Alistair is at AlistairTB. You can support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes. You can listen to the Pop Test, a new episode of the Pop Test coming up in a couple of weeks. So perfect time to go back and listen to the back catalogue just to prepare your mind's fertile soil for the rains yet to come. And I love you. Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.